T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Hit that horn, babe. Let's dance.
We're getting you ready for game day with Black and Gold Tailgate.
All right.
Talking all things black and gold before every game. Presented by American Natural. Better everyday eating and fueling. And brought to you by Tri-State Office Furniture. Black and Gold Tailgate is on. Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
For the playoffs, we're presented by Schaaf and Luana Injury Law Firm, doing good by doing right. Steelers and Browns. Ben Roethlisberger set to play in his 22nd playoff game. A lot at stake for him as he tries to add a third Lombardi trophy, which would put him in an even more rarefied air type of club with Troy Aikman, Bradshaw, Tom Brady, Joe Montana. That would be the list. Man, Aikman never, ever, ever gets lumped in with those guys, does he? Like, do you? I know he's in the Hall of Fame, but do either one of you guys, when great quarterbacks come up, do you even think about Troy Aikman? I don't. And he's not a guy that played 40 years ago. I watched just about all of his games, and I never think of him as an excellent quarterback.
He gets lumped in the way...
I think that's... the.
Hold on. Doran, I'll allow you. You are...
There's a big delay. There's a delay. Sorry about that, Chris. But, no, I mean, the reason why I think Aikman doesn't get lumped in with the top-tier quarterbacks is because he had top-tier players around him at other positions. He had Emmitt Smith. I mean, he had Michael Irvin. You know, he had big-time guys that were around him. Not saying that, like,
Montana
didn't have... Rice, right. I get that. But I think that Aikman was just really, really overshadowed by Emmitt Smith and Michael Irvin, that we just kind of forget about him. But he would be in that lower first tier, I mean, for sure.
I think what's interesting about Aikman having sort of the reputation that he does is that in this day and age, I got to believe it's stunning that the quarterback would be the one who's overshadowed, and that especially like Irvin would not be seen as a function of Aikman's greatness, but rather the other way around, that Irvin made Aikman better. That just doesn't, that kind of talk doesn't happen anymore about players. Would you guys agree?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like Tyreek, no one says, oh, Tyreek Hill makes Patrick Mahomes or something. Or like,
well,
Devontae Adams makes Aaron Rodgers.
I know the quarterback.
I think Kelsey makes Mahomes.
Interesting. Wow. Really?
I think it's
how
pretty
so?
Equal there.
I'm
yes.
curious. This isn't just tight end stuff where you're like sticking up for another tight end?
No, because if you watch whenever Patrick Mahomes extends plays, he looks for Kelsey, and Kelsey knows how to get open, whenever it's that street ball mentality. I mean, he's an ex-basketball player. He gets open every time. I've never seen him for real covered. Like, he is never, ever covered. He's never blanketed. He's always open. And Patrick Mahomes knows he can rely on that to the T. And I think they complement each other very well, and they're basically emulating each other. I think they're the same.
The last time the Steelers won a playoff game, they beat Travis Kelce. And I remember I was at Arrowhead. I was not in the locker room, but it made its way out of there pretty fast. He was so pissed. Remember he said that they got the refs at Foot Locker? Remember how ticked off he was? Because the Chiefs scored a touchdown, and then they had a two-point play, and he thought he was interfered with, and James Harrison wreaked havoc on Eric Fisher.
Oh, poor Eric Fisher.
And the Steelers won without scoring a touchdown. They kicked all field goals and beat him with Boswell, and now Boswell might not play. Sunday. So let's hope they score.
Although I just saw an update where Danny Smith says game time decision, but it sounds like they're optimistic about him.
Give me the player other than Ben Roethlisberger for the Steelers, Doran, who was under the most pressure Sunday night.
Al Villanueva.
Ooh.
Al Villanueva, he hasn't played well all year. And in regards of, you know, his Pro Bowl season last year, him coming back this year and them having a lot of faith in him, you know, at times it looks rough for Al. And he's going against an all-pro. And he's going to go against them all game. If Al Villanueva wants to have one of his best games of this season, it has to be on Sunday night. He is a crucial, crucial part for the Steelers dominating the Cleveland Browns. He has to hold up against Myles Garrett. They're going to give him help. They're going to keep Vance McDonald in and James Conner the chip at times. But Al Villanueva really, really has to hold it down for the Steelers if they want to be a competent offense on Sunday night.
How about you, Malzi?
I think that's a really good answer, A, by Doran, and it's hard for me not to agree with it because of the individual matchup. But if we talk pressure, it comes from a variety of sources. You could be going against a good player or whatever. Doesn't it have to be Juju for a lot of fans here, just given that he said what he said? Whether people think it matters or not, you know I don't. You know I think that's all BS and nonsense, and I don't care. But that I'm one person, admittedly one very smart person. But other people are going to think that he is lighting a fire under a talented team that's wounded, whose backs are against the wall. If they lose and he has a bad game or fumbles or drops a pass that gets deflected and goes the other way on an interception, people are going to be running him out of town on a rail.
Definitely. I think
I agree with you, Chris. I really do. And it's not that he'd be lighting a fire. I think that fire has already been lit, and that's in people's minds. He's just pouring gas on the fire by opening his mouth. I totally, totally agree with you.
Okay.
He needs to have a fantastic game.
Yeah, but I think the guy who needs it is Hayward. And he escapes a ton of criticism because he's a stand-up guy. And he's a class act, and he's a throwback player. But he really, for whatever reason, I think it's because he is such a good dude. His teams, his defenses, that he has been either the leader or one of the best players for over the last half decade or so, they have sucked in the big moment. And he gets a pass for that. I think it's critical for him. You know, the last time they went to
He has the matchup that is supposed to be the dominating matchup where he's supposed to destroy them.
He was injured the last time they went on a playoff run. He was not active. He was out when they beat the Dolphins, beat the Chiefs, and went to the AFC Championship game. So he is, in his illustrious career, he has been on the field for one playoff win, and that was when Cincinnati melted down with Pac-Man Jones and Vontez Burfict. That's it for him. Great player. To be remembered as a great Steeler, you usually have to be attached to winning. He has not been. So I'd like to see him step up here. He did against the Browns earlier in the year when they played here. He went off and was great. Let's see him do it again and put his stamp and fingerprints all over this game. You could text You can text us on the Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line. Edgar Snyder reminds you to text responsibly. That segment was much better, Craig, much more focused. Right? Would you agree with that?
I did.
I'd like to get some callers back in, though, because Chris just hit on it. He called you out, is what he just did. He said, I know fans are putting extra pressure on Juju now because of what he said about the Browns. So I want to know, let's fill up the phone lines again. Let's try it. How do Steelers fans feel about Juju going into this game? Are you ready to be done with him? Do you still have his back? Are you still on his side? Or are you ready to wash your hands of this guy? 412-928-9370. That's 412-928-9370. Not only do you get to talk to us if you call in, but you get to spend, a solid 30 to 60 seconds talking to you, Craig? That's an added bonus, right? There's a little back and forth. Maybe you could share a pick or two. A private
More than
pick.
Happy.
You could give a private elite pick to people that call into you off the air. You could give them a winner.
Tremendous information.
Maybe these people can call in Sunday night for you too, Craig.
That is an excellent point, Doran.
Sunday night,
Steelers Browns.
Post game with Craig.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.